Where did Russia come from? Why is it so big? And what are the differences between it and its neighbors? The answers lie in an epic story of seafaring warriors, nomadic invaders, and the rise and fall of a medieval state known as Kievan Rus. In the first millennium, a large group of tribes spread through the dense woodlands of Eastern Europe. Because they had no writing system, much of what we know about them comes from three main sources: archaeological evidence, accounts from literate scholars of the Roman Empire and the Middle East, and lastly, an epic history called the Primary Chronicle, compiled in the 12th century by a monk named Nestor. What they tell us is that these tribes, who shared a common Slavic language and polytheistic religion, had by the 7th century split into Western, Southern, and Eastern branches, the latter stretching from the Dniester River to the Volga and the Baltic Sea. As Nestor's story goes, after years of subjugation by Vikings from the north, who, by the way, did not wear horned helmets in battle, the region's tribes revolted and drove back the Northmen. But left to their own devices, they turned on each other. Such chaos ensued that, ironically, the tribes reached out to the foreigners they had just expelled, inviting them to return and establish order. The Vikings accepted, sending a prince named Rurik and his two brothers to rule. With Rurik's son Oleg expanding his realm into the south and moving the capital to Kiev, a former outpost of the Khazar Empire, the Kievan Rus was born. Rus most likely deriving from an old Norse word for the men who row. The new princedom had complex relations with its neighbors, alternating between alliance and warfare with the Khazar and Byzantine empires, as well as neighboring tribes. Religion played an important role in politics, and as the legend goes, in 987, the Rus prince Vladimir I decided it was time to abandon Slavic paganism and sent emissaries to explore neighboring faiths. Put off by Islam's prohibition on alcohol and Judaism's expulsion from its holy land, the ruler settled on Orthodox Christianity after hearing awed accounts of its ceremonies.